inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's time once again to make our annual appointment with the chiropractor, and with us on the line for our first edition of the season of Garden Talk is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Your back sore yet?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, it's in fairly good shape considering I've been gardening since sometime in mid-January. So my shoulders are good. I've been doing a lot of work outdoors during this very strange winter and spring here in Southeast Alaska.
I guess the key here is to take it easy at the very start, right?
Yeah, try to start out slow and work up to it. It's supposed to be kind of a rainy weekend, so maybe folks won't be that that busy out there in the yard. But next week is supposed to be nice, and it's time. I mean, flowers are blooming, primroses are blooming, crocus, daffodils are showing buds, almost there. I'm dreaming about doing something really strange and planting potatoes on Easter Sunday, perhaps, just because I can.
Well, before we get into all that, though, we should probably be cleaning up our yard and getting our tools ready and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. And starting tomatoes, for those folks who have a greenhouse, I just started my tomatoes this past week. They're not yet up even, but probably by this weekend they'll be starting to show their little heads. And then, of course, along with that should be the greenhouses should be cleaned out. And if folks need to get new soil into their greenhouses or new pots or whatever that's going to take, yeah, get the tools out, clean them off, sharpen them up, get them ready for action. And really do the outdoor garden bed cleanup, so, and then mix in some compost. You can mix in some fertilizer and make sure they're covered with clear plastic, so all this incredible sun we're having can warm up the beds and so we can be more ready for gardening.
And clean up all the stuff that we kind of left from sitting there last fall, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all had good intentions and all that. I mean, I harvested my last cabbages out of the bed in November, just as it was starting to snow. Snow? What was that? We've had 4 inches since the 1st of January. But anyway, so that one bed at least does need some cleanup. And so I'm going to mix in. I've got some composted horse manure is going to go in there and a lot of other good stuff. And I'll be planting something other than cabbages in that bed because we don't want to have the same pests getting after the plants, especially cabbage root maggots. So, again, getting ready for all this hopefully great springtime is our big activity. And looking at dividing, think about transplanting. It's a great time. Plants are dormant. Some of them are dormant. Think about transplanting. If you're going to be moving any trees or shrubs, this is a great time to be doing that.
What are some of the vegetables or kind of other plants that we can be dividing at this point?
As far as plants for dividing, primroses can be divided now. The big Siberian iris can be divided. The delphiniums, even. If you've got big clumps of delphiniums you want to divide, now is a great time to do it. Or rhubarb, as far as that goes. Rhubarb is up. Shucks, we may be eating rhubarb in 2 weeks. Have our first rhubarb crisp of the season. It's a great time to be transplanting that stuff. For some of these plants that are in the ground, if you can dig, again, sharpen your shovel, dig down right through the clump. Hostas, another good one. Dig down right through the middle of the clump. Take away half of the clump. And you can split that into half and then move it on to somewhere else or share it with friends or have a plant sale, I suppose. But backfill then that hole that you took that out of with some good soil, some good compost, and the part that was left there then will grow lots of new roots. And because it wasn't disturbed, should still give you a bunch of flowers or, with rhubarb, give you leaves that you can eat. Though the chunk that you divided may not be have that much.
Now, you mentioned tomatoes earlier that we should probably be starting. What are other things that we should be starting at this time of year?
Okay. It's actually, if people want to grow their own onions, leeks, a lot of herbs are slow to start. It takes quite a long time. Parsley, that kind of stuff, is slow to start. So certainly, I mean, the parsley I've already gotten going, but get them started now. And then we've got to raise them up and go through the whole process, which we'll probably talk about yet. But along with tomatoes, if people are growing peppers or eggplants for greenhouses, a little early, well, if I knew what the weather was going to be, that I could say we're not going to get much more frost sometime in April or May, I might think about cabbages. But normally, look at the seed packet. It says so many weeks before last frost date, which in whatever is a normal year anymore, up near the glacier, May 15th, around my house, somewhere between April 15th and May 1st, and count back from there for the 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it takes to start ahead. And, of course, we can cheat Mother Nature most of the time and push the season, as we certainly are doing.
Okay, Ed Byarsky, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarsky, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall.